Hold on.
Hello and welcome. It is Chris and Elizabeth here with you. Welcome to our live masterclass, Incredible Best in 2022. You can see we've got a little sheet there telling you what tonight is going to look like. We're spending an hour together, so we're going to welcome and we'll introduce ourselves in a moment. We're going to prepare. We're going to talk about our focus word. And you can see the rest, reasons, homework, sharing, wrap up. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's say hello. How's everyone doing? And let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to say hi to everybody. Hello. And thank you for joining us. And maybe wait just a second or two here so that people can gather. We just jumped in and are a few minutes early and stuff. So we're just got about a minute or so to go. But how are you doing over there in British Columbia, Chris Fuller?
Yeah, good. It's funny. We were talking earlier today, you and I, we both are having a cold snap where we live. So I've got, and we had a lot of snow here. So inches and inches of snow. So yesterday I went skiing with a girlfriend and I got to enjoy all of that beautiful snow. But today I am rueing the shoveling and I've kind of stayed tucked inside with Mia, my cat.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, me too. Foot of snow, hard to walk the dogs, all that good stuff. So yeah. Let me just introduce you, Chris Fuller. You tell us all about you.
Yes. So I am Chris Fuller. I am the Chief Creative Officer of the Best Ever You Network. And that's where Elizabeth and I do all of this great work together. I'm also the founder of Your Life Sparkles, which is an inspirational company that I run here in Canada. Well, actually worldwide, but yeah, it's something that I'm quite proud of. I'm a master coach. So I train people to become life coaches as well as coach myself. I'm an author and a co-author with Elizabeth. Here I am working as a speaker. So that is something else. And then the last two things that I have on my list there is that I'm an artist and I teach and train people how to paint acrylics. And I occasionally do some fine arts shows as well. And the last one is event facilitator. So it's a seemingly long list. I wear a lot of hats, but I'm a creative gal and I really like to do a lot of different things. So that is me in a nutshell. Thank you for
beautiful work. Yeah.
Thank you for meeting me.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you know, when we have graphics like this up and so forth, our journals, mm-hmm. our books and everything, Chris Fuller does a lot of the design work behind the scenes here. So artist with a lot, painter, graphic designer, all sorts of cool stuff. So really talented with the mugs you see, the shirt she's wearing, the mugs at the bottom of our screen, all that stuff. Those are all designed by her. So really good work there. We all love our Best Ever You products, thanks to you. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You cat lover. Odette cat lover.
You know what? It's funny because when I was making these, I thought about that. I thought, oh, should we put in some of our cute little hobbies or things that we also love? But I think those will come out naturally as we talk and whatnot. So without further ado, let's switch the slide and introduce you. Elizabeth, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm the founder of the Best Ever You Network. It started a long time ago now. It feels like a long time ago. Back in 2008, I decided I didn't want to work at a job anymore and came home and started the Best Ever You Network, registered the domain, and here we are today. I'm also a master coach and a life coach for, about 15 years now. I'm an author of 8 books. There are 6 children's books and then 2 self-help books. The self-help books are Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through, hence all the coffee stuff. That's a Hay House book. And then I have a book coming out in March with HCI and Simon & Schuster called The Change Guidebook, How to Align Your Heart, Truths, and Energy to Find Success in All Areas of Your Life. I'm a speaker. I'm a member of the Forbes Business Council. And then I'm also, I'm really proud of this one. I'm an Olympia Snow Leadership Advisor, which means I mentor youth in the state of Maine in the high schools here under the Olympia Snow hat. So that's me. I also love cats and Christmas. That's my, I love, I'm having a hard time putting the Christmas decorations away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're not alone. I you can see tinsel in the door frame behind me there as well, but that's all right. So that is Chris and Elizabeth in a nutshell. Quick introduction. You can find out more about us at besteveryou.com. You're always welcome to go check out our website and sign up for the free membership and join us and follow us and see what we're doing. We are going to start tonight with a little bit of preparation.
I'm going to put this slide back up.
Perfect. That's a great
one. While we do this.
Okay. That's a great one. So for preparing, we want to just take a short pause together to prepare our minds for this next hour together. And so I'm going to lead you through a little breathing, and then Elizabeth's going to lead you through some positive mantras to set ourselves up for success tonight together. So the breathing that I am going to do with you, I invite you to sit comfortably wherever you are. If you've got chaos and stuff around you, maybe clear it away, sit comfortably, uncross your legs and just sit neutral and squarely. And I'm just going to get you to relax your shoulders and relax your jaw. Relax your little eyebrow lines. And we're going to do three breaths together. And we're going to breathe in on the count of four and breathe out on the count of six. And when we breathe in, we think about beautiful, delicious, positive air filling our lungs, heart, and body. And when we breathe out, we just push away gently anything that isn't serving us, anything that isn't beautiful and fabulous. And so I'm going to do the counting and show my arms. And Elizabeth and you at home are going to follow along with these three breaths.
And you can close your eyes if you want.
You can if you would like. That's right.
So here we go. It's late at night.
Here we go. Breathing in on one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six. Again, one, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Five, six, and in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. Beautiful. Over to you, Elizabeth. Let's do
Thank
some
you
mantra.
So much. Okay, now I'm kind of relaxed. Thank you for that.
Good.
Right, so we have some, we're just going to kind of repeat after me some of the things that, some positive statements. Yeah. So here they are. Ready? Okay. I think, you can put your hands on your heart too. I think with my heart.
I think with my heart.
I live and show up authentically.
I live and show up authentically.
I go where I place my energy.
I go where I place my energy.
When my heart, truths, and energy align, anything is possible.
When my heart, truth, and energy align, anything is possible.
I'm going to go back to it. I think with my heart.
I think with my heart.
I love that one.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to invite you to do tonight. We want you to think with your heart and think, what truly are you craving? Are you looking for? And so as we begin the masterclass tonight, we've titled it Incredible Best. So how do you work on being or continuing to be your incredible best? And one thing we love to do at Best Ever You, we've both done this for different years, is select a word or a theme or a phrase that really guides you through your year. And so what are you craving? What do you need in your life? We've got some questions there on the slide on the left, and we do have a little sampling of words there on the right. And so we're just, Elizabeth and I are gonna spend some time talking about this, and then we're gonna go a little deeper and help you actually select a word or a phrase for yourself for your upcoming year.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Like, what do you want more of? You know, we were talking about that. That's just so important because you attract that in. And so I just really invite everybody to just pause for a moment and think about in your life, what do you want more of? Mm-hmm. What do you think of, Chris, when we say that?
Yeah.
Personally, I'm curious.
Yeah. So there's a few words that are a few, and this is one of the things, you cannot go wrong with what you choose. You know, if I look at even our word list here, kindness always stands out to me. You know, if I could be called something, I would love to be known as the kindness queen. And not just kindness to others, but kindness to yourself. And so when I think about what I want more of, that kindness, that quieting my mind and not having it maybe be so hard on myself and not worrying about others so much, that kindness is just huge, and seeing kindness in our world. So that's one of those words that pops out at me. Yeah. What about you, Elizabeth? So, but that is not my word for the year. I'll tell
no,
you.
No, it's not my word either.
I'll share with you my word for the year, but we're having that discussion right now about just some words that maybe really do speak to me and do have meaning in my life, and they still will. But yes, Elizabeth, what's a word that really resonates with you?
Well, gratitude, always gratitude. You know, I'm a person who's, nearly lost their life a few times to life-threatening food allergies. So allergic reactions have nearly claimed my life. And so I'm very deeply rooted in the practice of gratitude, even to the point of, like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm breathing, I'm here, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And what am I going to do with this energy and this day and this opportunity for this day? And so I think about things like that. And so I think about gratitude and appreciation mm-hmm. a lot. And I think a lot too about how those intersect with ambition and conscious ambition and being very kind to everyone we encounter and pulling everybody with us and forward and helping each other and kindness to every single soul that we encounter. So it kind of mixes all up into all the words in a way. Mm-hmm. But I think we should take some time and talk about appreciation and appreciation, because if you just baseline appreciate all you have, you can go from there in marvelous ways.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that for us, I do love that word appreciation. In this class tonight, in looking at choosing a word and what is important to you, you know, you're going to have a bank of words that are important to you, and you can write and think and journal about them. And one of the goals of this course tonight is that we want you to have a word that you can fall back into and that you can allow your mind to return to, so that no matter what's happening, whether you're making a change or going through a change or trying to improve something, that you have a tool, you have a word that you can come back to and say, this is the word that I wanted for myself. This is what is going to improve my attitude and my thoughts. And appreciation, I think, is just a really great place to start too. So,
you know, think about some of the things that we've talked about in the past year and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you've had a major change with your house there and so forth. And so it must be fun to kind of look around and appreciate that beautiful house you have.
Yeah, it is. And I think one of the things too, the other word that is striking me right now a little bit in the heart is the word grace.
Ooh, yeah.
Because most of our followers and fans know that the reason I have the new house is because of my new status within the last 18 months of becoming a widow and then being by myself and making the decision to sell the house we were in together and move closer to my family and friends and buy a house for the first time ever by myself, for myself, and then to really make it mine. I am so proud to have people over. I appreciate this house so much. And I really think that the universe looked after me in finding it, even because initially I was moving, as you know, to my sister's, and I had said to her, you know, I'll stay for up to a year. And if I don't find something at that point that I could buy, I'll go rent something, so I'm not in your hair. And of course, bless her heart, she was like, stay forever. We love you. But I really thought that it would take more time because the housing market here is tricky and there's not a lot available, and finances were very important to me and they are to many folks. But just sort of within a week of selling my house, this came up. Yes. And I, within 4 days from seeing it, to liking it, to putting an offer, to getting it, it was 4 days. And I couldn't believe it. And if you see how I've shared some of the things I've fixed and done and painted, and I've got a teal wall and turquoise curtains and a little couch with little diamond buttons, like so many things that are, like you were saying, just joyful for me. So yeah.
Which you needed. And it's wonderful to see you embrace that. You can tell the appreciation and the grace, and that's the one thing that I love about you too, is you conduct yourself gracefully. There's a lot of stuff that's happened, and there's grace and kindness to yourself and other people. And it hasn't been perfectly easy.
I love that you said that, because it's true. Things are not perfect. You know, this isn't, if 5 years ago I was to say this path for me, it's not perfect, but it is the path I'm on. And so what choices do I have within this path? And so the grace I give myself is when there have been times I've done things and I have thought, oh, I don't think Ben would like that wall blue, or I'm not sure if he'd like this bedding or something. And that's part of the grace for me, is giving myself grace to allow myself this next level of happiness and this next phase of me deciding and me being the captain of the ship and being okay with it. And so grace is another huge one. And still, funnily enough, not the word I chose for my year.
Yeah. You know, we encourage you while we're here to type in comments to us. If you want to type in words or chime in or say something to us, we're looking at comments on our phone. So if you see me look away, it's not that I'm not paying attention. I'm manning the controls here, womaning the controls here. So I've got my phone and the computer going and StreamYard and everything. So,
sorry to interrupt.
No.
The other neat thing about that is we're streaming live to the main group right now. So if you're watching us, hi, and thank you. But if you go to events, this video, we'll move it into that event so that you can always find it. And there is where we're going to put up some things that say, share your word. and answer questions there. So if you've commented on this video during this video, that's great. But if you're watching this video on replay, head on over to that event and you'll find lots of goodies in there about what tonight is all about.
Yeah. And the other thing too, is you don't have to pick just a word. We want to expand on that too. You can pick a phrase. Yeah. So we wrote a blog a couple nights ago with words and phrases. So you can go to besteveryou.com or in the handouts at the event page for this event. And the handouts are all there for everything that we're covering tonight, including that blog and the words and the phrases and so forth. Mm-hmm. But can we talk about a couple other words here? And if you want to talk about a certain word.
I think that's a great idea, but let's go to the next slide and start framing it with some of the
phrases,
things for you. Yeah. Phrases and even just the guidance for how we're going to be choosing that word. And then we'll continue to talk about words.
If we come back to that slide, it's okay.
Yeah,
to pop back
definitely.
And forth. Okay. Right. I'll start with this one. So the context with which you choose your word or phrase matters. And so we thought we would come up with a few examples. So one of them is, are you looking to adjust to or implement a major life change? Mm-hmm. So if you are, you could consider a theme, for example, like next or new me or endless possibilities.
Yeah,
there's lots of them.
And those are examples, because for me as well, when I think about a new change and a big change, like I just had, a word that resonates with me there is brave, because it takes courage and bravery, right? And endless possibilities. I love that. And so take a moment and think about your life. You at home listening along, following along. Are you expecting to adjust or implement a major life change? Is something on the horizon that you know of? Now, of course, things happen in life. We all know that you don't always plan. And sometimes change comes without being planned. And sometimes that's the way it is. But if you're planning something, a move, a career change, a new child or addition coming to your family, you know, that might be something to help guide you.
Speaking of that, congratulations to my brother and his wife on their fifth child and our 22nd grandchild in our family. Yesterday, or the day before, actually. So, yay.
Yes, baby Asher. They're very exciting. Much hair. I love the little picture you sent me. So much hair.
Yeah. Anyway, just threw that in there. The next one, are you looking to improve an area of your life? Mm-hmm. So, for example, like a transformation, alignment is a word for that, or incredible best. There's lots of different areas that you can improve in your life. We talk about that a lot in Best Ever You, the different areas from well-being to career to, you know, all of it. So anything to add there to that one?
Yeah, I think what you said is great. And I love that when you're looking at an improvement in your life, there are so many areas. And one of the things we also want to inspire and encourage is not to overwhelm you, selecting this word for the year, in selecting something that is going to help you. We want it to be a word that is like a warm, cozy hug. When you look back at this word and you think, okay, how am I doing? Let me check in with myself in February, March, October. How is this word serving me and helping me? And we really want it to be helpful, not something that is overwhelming. Because even if you have big and lofty goals, good for you. And maybe you do, and maybe you don't, but we want this word to be helpful without putting,
Let me give an example of that. You know, in 2016, I chose the word abundance for my theme. And I chose that because I was feeling like I couldn't stop craving more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to stop doing that. And I wanted to anchor myself in feeling enough and abundant and peaceful already, so that I didn't feel that just that crave kind of thing and go. Yeah. So I taught myself a lot about abundance that year. And last year I taught myself and studied all about forgiveness.
Yeah.
So forgiveness was my word last year.
Yeah.
So just some, whatever brings you peace and joy. I love what you just said about the hug. Love that. Like give yourself, we do that too. We do that right now.
Give yourself a little squeeze. It's perfect. Which is actually lines up really great with our next example as well.
Are you grieving or in grief recovery? And as we think about this too, let's put our hands and over our hearts again for Chris and others who may be in this mode. There's sadness out there, and and grief and grief recovery, and it's not sad all the time. You're happy and there's moments and all this stuff. So we were talking about that, but you could consider a theme of or words such as healing or rediscover or compassion. I know you've got something to say on this one.
I do. And I'm actually going to, my particular type of grief right now, of course, is still navigating my life without being a spouse, without being a wife. And I miss being in the wife club. I love the wife club. I did really well in the wife club. The wife club was great for me. And so my grief is very like, that's what it is. But it doesn't have to be the loss of a person for you to be navigating something with grief. It could be, you know, grown children moving away. It could be a divorce. Yeah. It could be the loss of a job or some other impactful loss. And so that bucket can be bigger than just the example that obviously is true to me. So I think those are good things to consider as well.
We both met under grief circumstances. Mm-hmm. My father passed away. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, our dog of 14 years passed away, and just sort of like one thing after another and so forth. So we've been navigating a lot of grief and talking. You and I talk privately a lot about navigating grief and how to do that in ways that are moving forward and not stuck. Interesting. Okay. So then the last one is, are you taking that look within? Mm-hmm. If that's what appeals to you this year, you might consider a theme around time management, mindset, momentum, or self-care. Mm-hmm. You said a good word the other day, pause.
Yeah. Honestly, if anything from the last 2 years has really improved in my life is learning that ability to take pauses, to take breaks, and to not beat myself up for it, because I champion the busyness of my life and being busy. And so learning, and you've been a huge proponent for me, a guide for me, a mentor for me on that, where it's simply okay to rest or to pause. And then in fact, to go to the next level and be intentional about it sometimes. And so
We're wired like 8-day clocks, you know, what are you going to do? And so you really do. We have to intentionally slow ourselves down, the go-getter mindset and so forth to bring ourselves back to the center and pause and so forth. So that we don't do too much. If I do too much, I get sick. I notice it very much, and then I have to sleep, and you know, there's like a cycle of that goes on. But what do you think about the word? When you think about time management, that's a favorite word of ours too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it is something that just like everything or anything, I think it needs constant attention. Mm-hmm. It's that you really do have to be intentional about your time. Your time is valuable. It's one of our best and biggest commodities. One of the goals that I work for in my professional and career is I want the freedom of time. I want to be able to spend time where I want, with friends, out hiking, out snowshoeing, skiing, not being a slave to a job or housework or putting everyone
laundry.
Oh, I am a slave to laundry this week, so I'm not always winning that one. Which is why I think that it's constant. Is that my time management? You know, and I use different tools, and then I change it up, and I use my day planner and my calendar, and I try to strategically set things up so that I don't feel overwhelmed, and so that I do feel like I have time. When there was a time in my life when I heard myself constantly saying, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time. And I became aware of it. And I thought, I need to figure out why I think I don't have time and address it. And part of it is that time management. So I think time management is really big piece, a huge piece for all of us, maybe more than we know. And if you're someone who's excellent at time management, here's my air high five for you, because fantastic. But even if you're excellent at it, I think there's always things you can tweak and fix and adjust and whatnot. Yeah.
Those moments matter. We always say that those moments matter. Those nanoseconds matter, that those, you can't get it back. Once it's spent, it's spent. And so how you spend your energy, how you spend your time, and aligning your time up with what really matters to you in your heart and what's really true for you authentically is incredibly important. How you place your energy to yourself, to others, there's so many things that we attend to, and balancing that is Interesting. So I heard Jack Canfield say that I was in a training class with Jack Canfield yesterday, mm-hmm. and he said, my word for the year is balance. He had worked so much this past year that his back hurt. Back hurts. Actually, he said his butt hurts. He was very candid. He's like, my butt hurts. And he's been doing stretches and all this stuff from all the training and teaching and so forth that he does. So he said he needed to get up, move around. And his big thing is playing ping pong with his grandkids and his wife and moving and things like that. So I thought that was really an interesting thing. It was the last thing I expected, actually, especially from the guru to say he actually needed to work on something. Yeah. You think of people like that and you're like, their life's in perfect order. They don't have anything to work on. Are you kidding me? And he's like, no, I'm 77 years old. I'm still learning. I thought it was great.
What a great role model for us, 77. And I think that's the thing too. And I, from looking at grandparents and aunts and uncles of mine who are older, the ones that just like keep living, keep learning, keep going, keep challenging themselves. You know, I think there's something really special about that too, right? Because that keeps you vibrant and keeps you being your best.
As I'm thinking of this too, as I'm looking at the list we put on here, I think we should just you and I add the whole dream factor. Like when you look at this list and you go, what I really want to do is something I've been dreaming about doing forever. Yeah. And I really want to do that this year. What do you think about that, Chris Fuller? Because I saw you do something the other day. I saw you painting and teaching online. That was cool.
Thanks. Yeah. I think that falls into that top one, right? The implementing a change, something different, new. And even if you're something new is, for me, the return to painting, it's a return to, but it has been over 2 years since I did any painting for myself. And certainly since I taught a class, and I did do a couple of online classes where I taught step-by-step the paintings in the new climate, the online venue was just perfect. And it was like riding a bicycle in as far as me going through the steps and teaching and feeling really good about that. But I think the part that I forgot was how much joy it brought to me. And I it just felt really good, you'll know this and I'll share with everyone here, despite the outward look of me going forward, of me moving the house and moving here and starting again sports teams and doing my next chapter of Best Ever You with Elizabeth, and we're working on more journals and more courses and different things, there was a part of me that was still feeling like a little bit stuck. And so instead of staying stuck, I'm like, what else do I maybe need to do or try? And so returning to teaching art was something that you'll see more of that coming from me too. But yeah.
So let's talk about being, you brought it up, you said the word stuck.
Yeah.
And that's a huge sticking point for people with things like this. Mm-hmm. People might be like, feeling a little stuck. Do you have any, let's talk about that, Lynn.
Yeah.
Maybe go back and forth a little bit on people who, I use the term stuckity stuck sometimes.
And sometimes she says it with an F.
I do, kind of. but that's a tricky one. And where I go when I feel stuck, I go a couple different places. I go back into gratitude and that abundance and that appreciation. And, there's a solution here kind of thing. And it starts here. And then the other thing I do is I'll maybe call you or my trusted, circle of friends. How about you? What are some things that you do when you feel stuck?
I like to do the look forward and the look back. I look back at other times in my life when I felt like I will never get through this. I can't see the way around this. I don't know how to get over this. So when I look back at hurdles that I have already succeeded through, and that's for all the folks here listening to us today, right now, you are here with us. We are so grateful you are here with us. And what that means is every single bad day you have had up to today, you have a 100% success rate of getting through it. You do. You have 100% because you're here. Simply here, back to Elizabeth and the gratitude, waking up and just having that breath. And it might not feel amazing because maybe you do have hard things going on and you are stuck. But that look back where I'm like, I did that other hard thing. I got through that hard thing. And so when I'm in a hard thing now, I try to then do that look forward and go, is it a week, a month, 6 months, a year? And even if I don't know the exact timeline, I just am such a believer in that beautiful future, in that something beautiful is going to come if I keep going forward. So that look back and look forward is something that I will pause and take some time to sort of celebrate or think about to help me feeling to help me feel less stuck. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have all the solutions and all the answers, like right now in this instance, because I look back and I look forward, I'm like, oh, I'm a problem solved. No, but what it does is it inspires me and encourages me to simply keep going and to have that faith, to have that faith.
Yeah. That faith is a good one. Cause I really do I love how life will grace us in the most unexpected ways. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And even when you're having one of those days, sometimes it'll come up. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think about there was a moment with my dad in the hospital years back now, and my mom and I were sitting in the ICU and she was crying and I was crying. And we're like, how are we going to get through this moment? Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other and we're like, we are going to leave the hospital right now. We are going to take ourselves over to Kohl's and we are going to go sweater shopping and we are going to tie them around our neck like superhero capes. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back in here and we just needed a breather to get strong again. And we tied our new sweaters around up here and had superhero capes on in the ICU to kind of get through that day. We needed, you know, a little help each other kind of thing. And so, you know, there's things that you can do to get unstuck, because that was definitely a stuck moment right there.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So put that superhero cape on.
Let's go to the slide with the four questions. Here we go. So this is the homework. This is the job. This is the class. We are talking about the value of these words and what a word for the year can mean and how it can focus you and how it can help you. And if you didn't get your email with this, it will be in the event as well. And you can upload it or download it or print it. And it says at the top, number one, and we're just going to talk about it all. And then we're going to do some more work on words. And you'll hopefully tonight select your word. If you need a little more time, that's fine. You can think about it for a day or two and circle back.
Yes. I'm going to go through, before we do that, I don't have a slide for this, but I really do think we should go through just a few phrases too, so people got the idea of what we were talking about with phrases.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, phrases. Some of them. Yeah. Do you want to trade off?
Well, hold on one second. Let's just read these questions so they know what they're expected to do with it, and then we'll do the phrases. But we're not going to do the questions. So the question number one, we'll take turns. It says, my word for the year is, and word/phrase. I should have had the word phrase in there.
Okay.
So number two, you take it, Elizabeth.
Why is this word or phrase important to me?
Mm-hmm. And that's what our discussion up till now has been about. And so number three, and this is also important, what does this word look like in action?
That's a big one right there. Mm-hmm. And how will I remind myself of my focus word over the next months? Mm-hmm.
So that's the work we're going to do at the end of this class. And that's the work we're going to ask you to do for yourself. And the conversation and the things we're going to talk about here are just helping guides for you. And if you need more help, you know, you can always message us after the class, of course. So like Elizabeth said, we are going to go through, we've got a nice comprehensive list of words. So your job now is just to sit back, relax, have a listen. And maybe if you're taking notes or you're a person who writes down, if there's a word that kind of resonates with you, write it down. And then maybe you get 10 words from our list. And from those 10, you can pare it down even more. If you're someone that just wants to listen, that's fine. So let's go for our list here, bud. You start and I'll take the second one.
Okay. Do you want to do the words or the phrases? Should we do the phrases?
Yeah.
Okay. Phrases. Okay. Gradual improvement.
You have to do two and three until I get the paper.
I can. I am.
Ready.
Find it. Got it.
Choose love.
New life.
New beginning.
Choose well-being.
Focus on others.
Follow up.
Set boundaries.
Create stability.
Percolate peace.
Be mindful.
Gain momentum.
Money manage, or manage money, whichever way you want.
Yeah. Live your dreams.
Less is more.
Manage my mindset.
Be accountable.
Take responsibility.
Be aware.
Be kind.
Just lost my place. Raise my vibration.
Got it. Moments matter.
Oh, here's a good one. Push through fear.
Get uncomfortable.
Here's Chris's favorite. Be bold.
Be willing.
Embrace abundance.
Own it.
Reclaim my power.
Choose joy.
Attract happiness.
Be positive.
Live in the present moment.
Trust myself.
Think with my heart.
Move forward.
Prioritize time.
Surround myself with love. So those are some of our phrases. And I know we on the last slide had some words. And again, these are all available to you in your PDF from the email, but we'll make sure they go into the event as well. So in looking at these words and thinking about what resonates with you, what we're going to do is I am going to share my word and my answers as an example, and then we'll talk about it. And then we will invite you. In fact, I'm putting up in the event right now, the share your word post. So if you are someone that maybe you've done something like this and you've got a word, we'd love to hear what your word is. We're very keen to share anything about ourselves, but we love hearing from you as well. And we hope that this is a space where you feel safe and loved and protected. And like you get a big warm fuzzy hug from us, because that's what we foster here. That's what we want. So are we ready for my word?
Yeah, we are.
My word for the year is peace, is percolating peace for myself. And from the comments that I have already spoken to about other things in my life, kindness, appreciation, grace, pausing. And I've spent a lot of time throughout the week looking at words and talking with you, Elizabeth, and even talking with some of my other friends about my word for the year. And really, peace resonated with me and for me. So the next question there is, why did you choose this word? So for me, I chose peace because I feel like it is the word that I crave, and I crave it in many areas in my life. I want my peace to be found in my well-being. I want peace to be found in my relationships. I'd like to feel a little more peace financially, you know, buying a house and being by myself and different things. I'm looking at all these proponents, but certainly I think a lot of the thing too, and this is the deep one, is the peace within, because I am a recovering perfectionist. And I'm often very hard on myself. And so the work that I do for finding that peace is something that I want to be really mindful of this year.
I love that. Peace. Mm-hmm. What's that feel like?
Yeah.
What do you think peace would feel like?
Yeah. So for me, peace feels like quiet. And I mean my own mind being quiet. And I've done work with you on this. I know you've encouraged me over the 2 years we've known each other. In fact, we're coming up on our 2 year anniversary in 5 days. But to simply sit or lie still until my mind gets quiet. And that is a tall order for a really busy mind person like me, for an overthinker. And so to sit, so what does peace look like? It looks like quiet in my mind. Also, for me, it looks like being really present when I'm in a situation with another person. And again, that's that mental, that mind work where I'm not just, you know, having a coffee with a friend, but my mind's over here going, and then I have to do this and this and this, and I'm worried about that. Did I pay that? Did I do this? And to just like let that be for a bit and be present so that I can feel peace with what I'm doing, whether I'm enjoying a coffee with you or I'm watching something with you or enjoying a kid's sport or playing a sport myself. So that being present is one of those things. So, I mean, I'm answering number three there. What does this word look like in action? And that is one of the things for folks doing this exercise at home, is think about what that word, whatever, or phrase that you have chosen or looks like in action. So if you say to me, Elizabeth, are you succeeding with peace? This is the answer. Am I finding those moments to be quiet? Am I finding those moments when I'm completely present? And it's a lofty goal to be entirely stress-free, but for me, that's part of it too with that peace. And a lot of that is decision-making, right? Just a couple of weeks ago, my back windshield of my car got broken. It was an accident. And I was so proud of myself at first because I was so calm and I was like, it was totally an accident. Something got thrown and the other person didn't catch it and it hit back glass and it just happened to shatter. It was a one in a million fluky thing. And I was so proud of myself because I was being peaceful and calm. And it was like an hour later at supper, I snapped. I lost it. And I was like, I just can't believe you're throwing things at cars. Totally unacceptable. And then I was disappointed because I was like, oh, I was so proud of myself for being peaceful and for realizing it was an accident. It can be fixed. It's going to be okay. The world will go on. And yet an hour later, I had to circle back and get into it. And so when I look at peace in action, it would be to be able to, sooner than later, let things like that go or just allow, right? Because then I felt bad that I snapped. And then later I apologized. And then I was back to that. Yeah, it was an accident and it can be fixed. Yeah. And I wish I could have skipped that hamster.
Skip this guy, yeah. In that's the middle. Learning and practice and things like that. Yeah, that's learning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the thing too, is I think it's really important to recognize we're lifelong learners and we are not perfect.
Yeah.
We all have things that we are working on.
Yeah.
And so I think that forgiveness, that inward forgiveness too, to not beat up on yourself for making a detour toward unpeace for a little bit is okay. And that's going to happen. That happens all the time with various things. When we were talking about this, you said something really interesting the other day, and that was the bit that goes with peace about listening. Mm-hmm. And the quiet. And to me, that's one of the biggest things I've had to learn personally over the past 15 years is mm-hmm. listening mm-hmm. and that present listening to comprehending mm-hmm. and listening and quieting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is that listening and that with others, but I think that listening to yourself is something else mm-hmm. too. And I know that you are being a mom of four, being a very giver, lots of times you put yourself second, third, or fourth, or 17th. And so listening to yourself, to yourself is also really important. I know you were talking about listening to others, and you and I were talking about that being present for another person. And the quote that I had seen that spurred this was one that said, the next time someone tells you a story about something they've experienced or done, instead of coming back to them with a relatable story that happened to you, just simply ask them more follow-up questions, simply focus on them and let that be the end of that exchange and just notice how different it is. And we talked about the appropriateness of that too, because sometimes being relatable is also what we crave and we connect and we like. So there's room for both, but I think listening across the board is definitely something that...
Yeah. Yeah. I've even noticed sometimes I've been doing that this past year in social media, instead of typing all the time or whatever, I'll listen and learn at mm-hmm. what other people are doing or saying, or I've been engaging other people's feeds a lot more than posting on my own and stuff like that, and supporting the other people to get to know other people better and listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's the first time in a really long time where I've taken classes with other people, other self-help gurus or whatever, and it's been really nice and refreshing to just be quiet and participate yeah. instead of teach for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry Salata did a beautiful job with her class this week. Awesome. And Jack Canfield yesterday. So it was a lot of fun mm-hmm. to participate.
I think every time you do some of this work with around mindset, around self-love and self-improvement and being your best, every time you do it, it doesn't matter if you use a different coach, a different facilitator, a different venue, whatever, you're going to amplify and you're going to continue to improve and grow. And I think we have room for that in our lives forever, forever. Yeah. Another thing that I do for what does that word look like in action for me is, you know, I'm a huge journal writer and so are you. We have multiple journals. I have four in front of me right now because I usually have a few on the go. And so in my journal, and this one does have that beautiful best of your face. Yeah. Be bold, be brave, be you. Is I'm going to, in my daily writing, when I write, I am going to remind myself, and maybe it is just simply writing the word peace, or I am at peace, or I crave peace. I seek peace. Peace is looking for me. Today will be peaceful. Something, a phrase with that word is also a really good reminder. So now we're looking at that for how are you going to remind yourself of your focus word all year? And so for me, journaling is one. And I mean, earlier, Elizabeth, you led us through those repeat after me mantras. You can write and say your own mantras. And even if you are someone that is like, I don't know about saying them out loud, I can't tell you guys the power that that brings when you hear your own voice. And you may not know it, but we can tell you it is impactful, because the act of you saying it is like your body believing it. And then the act of you rehearing yourself say it, it just resonates more with you. So we really encourage you to spend time with your word and to say it and talk about what it means and revisit it throughout the year.
Yeah. And a way to do that is to put your hands over your heart and do just like that. I am at peace. I seek peace. I am peaceful. I'm having a peaceful day. These moments are peaceful, you know, whatever they are, put those hands over your heart right there and say those things out loud. And you'd be surprised how life-changing that is. I know that the many months we spent getting up in the morning and percolating daily and doing our breathing and our mantras and everything, but that changed my mornings. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was fun to get up and, you know, we did a whole month of joy every day. We're like, mm-hmm. I am joy. I bring joy. I joyful January. That was such a blast. Yeah. So,
Work. And so taking those moments. And I think first thing in the morning, taking a moment for yourself, even if it's just that 30 seconds where you say a few phrases or put your hands to your heart and think about your word. And maybe you write your word on a sticky post-it and you put it on your mirror. If you're not someone that does a lot of like writing or journaling, but I still want to encourage you to journal. Writing is good. Get writing. It just makes my day. It's a really good way for me to decompress too. It just sort of feels like a release thing. Right. And sometimes it's just my grocery list, but then I'll write things on the side or different little bits and pieces. And I just, I'm a huge fan of the writing and journaling and the power that it can bring. Yeah.
Well, I think that's I love hearing what you have to say about peace. And I think that's a great word and theme for the year. We're at 46 minutes. Should we do mine really fast?
Yes,
or should
yes,
we you want to
yes,
do that?
I would love
to. I'm still sitting over here going, oh, what's my word?
You absolutely should. And here's the thing too. Let's say you're doing this class with us tonight and you go, I know my word. My word is energy. I'm embracing energy. And then 3 days from now, you go, oh, I think I want to redo. I kind of feel like I need it to be abundance or calm or faith or something different. Like, that's okay. You can change it. You know, we're saying this is a word for the year. And so because of that, if you need to reset or take a second shot, like, that's okay. There's no, like, we're not the word police. We're not coming to your house and going, you pick that word. You are allowed to.
We are.
You're allowed to change your mind.
We are the grammar police, the typo land. Now we're the word police.
But if you follow these questions, why is this word important to you?
Yeah.
What does this word look like in action? And then if it resonates with you, that's what matters. And so without further ado, here comes Elizabeth, the lovely and talented. Tell us your word for the year as of today, January 7th.
You ready for this?
I am.
Expected. Okay. For a variety of reasons, my phrase is managing change.
Yeah.
We have just huge changes going on here in our house with our four boys in college and home and sports and jobs and girlfriends. And just there's so much going on that I'm going to put my own book to work and walk my talk and embrace my space and really think about managing change. Because we've got a lot of it going on all across the board everywhere, personally, professionally, and so forth. And just things, and it's not negative change. It's things we want to implement. I'm going to knock on wood everywhere. It's things we want to implement and have more of. For example, we in the wintertime when the snow is beautifully blowing outside, we want to do things like go someplace warmer and have a little more of that. Just changes that we want to make in our life. We're going to be using the change guidebook even, but we're going to be talking about change a lot. And with that, our heart, truths, mm-hmm. energy, and all the things that align to make some of our dreams come true.
Awesome.
Things we've been dreaming about doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's that's the question three. So you've given us the what your phrase is and why it's important to you, and a little bit about what does that look like in action. So you managing change in action is taking holidays to somewhere warm, is using your change guidebook as a tool to make sure you're on track with managing change and as a reference point. Is there anything else you would say about what managing change looks like in action?
In action. I think for me, it's impacting other people as well. So when we're making those changes, it's not just about me or not just about my husband and not just about my kids and so forth. There are different things that we want to change that will impact other people. And so we just want to be really mindful. We're mentoring kids, we're mentoring young adults, we're mentoring other people. We're just doing a lot of things. So in change in action to me means making an impact, mm-hmm. and having those footprints and just everything that goes with mindful change.
Yeah. So then the fourth question for you, Elizabeth, is throughout the next coming months, throughout this year, how are you going to remind yourself of your key phrase, manage change? How are you going to make sure that you are keeping it at the forefront, keeping it at the center? What are your plans for that?
The words that are going to go in my mirror in my bathroom are, I am grateful, I am content, I am abundant, I am, and so forth, because I don't want to get lost with the changes that we want to make in that ambitious trampling and so forth that we do sometimes when we really want to go and do things. So I want to just make sure that that everything that we do continues to be rooted in gratitude and be very mindful with everything. There's a lot of things when you I'm just thinking personally about, and I don't really want to talk about my book, but it's got to come up because that's just part of who I am. I'm an author and I have a book coming out in March, and that's a really big change for me. That isn't something that I've done to this magnitude since 2014. And so there's a lot of time management that goes with that. And so I just need to be mindful that as I do things like go to New York for a week and record an audiobook or something like that, that things are taken care of here at home. So it's just changes where mom's going to be doing things and it's different. And there's puppies to watch too.
Yes. Your puppies are still in their puppy first year. Nobody's one yet. Or wait.
They're not one yet. It's like having babies. Okay. Yeah. It's like having twins, kind of.
Yeah. So lots of change there. And I think it's also really, really noteworthy that you were talking about, your focus phrase for the year, but the phrases and the words that you're going to write on your bathroom mirror for the year or maybe the month, because I know you change things like that and this is the point I'm getting to for our listeners is if you need to change something that you're doing, please feel free to do that. Yeah. And just because Elizabeth is managing time and just because I'm focused on peace, let me say that again, peace. It doesn't mean that I also can't look at another word that might be poignant or meaningful to me and say, today I really do just need rest or to focus on my well-being or something in another bucket. It doesn't exclude those other things. What this word is meant to do is just to ground you in something important to you for this year.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious people were super active. I don't think people were super active with writing their comments. I think that's going to happen because I'm getting comments like, I've got to download the homework and write it and all that stuff.
We get that. I'm like that too, actually. I printed this off and I did the hard copy writing of it because I like pen to paper as much as I type. And when I write stories and when I edit things with Elizabeth, we're computer people, but I know we're both a little bit old school that way. So I like pen to paper writing it out. And so if you're someone that enjoys that as well, we totally get it. But we hope you do circle back and share in the event what your word is and the answers to these questions. And so we're going to put prompts in that event so you can answer under the correct one about what was going on for you, because we want to be able to share and inspire and help one another with this. So yeah.
Should I bring the list of words back up again just so people can kind of see that again?
Yeah. And again, so this is just a list of about 15 words, and there are 150 words and phrases in our blog that we'll post as well. So if you need more ideas, you can take a look there. And if there's something that isn't on our list, of course, you can use that too. And we'd love to hear what that is. Something else, you know, we talked briefly about the journals. So we design and create these journals, and we have started making a series of journals with all of the words on our list. And so please make sure if you have a word, send it out to us, because these journals are only $5.99 in the US and $7.50 in Canada. And they're just 100 pages of beautiful lined pages, but imagine having one in your hands that had just your word, right? So yeah. I've got one for time management and peace already in the wheels in motion, and probably the first 20 done. And yeah. So that's something else that we thought would be kind of a neat thing to have. So word, consider your word, look at your word. And I mean, here's the other thing too. We have also, I guess, is now the time to tell them about February 4th? I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think so, Chris, you go for it.
So we are going to do another class next month on Friday evening on February 4th, Incredible Yes. And so we are going to spend an hour with you again, and that'll be a perfect time for us to also just touch in on the word that you've chosen a little bit as well. It'll be a different focus in a different class, and we hope you join us for that, because what we want to do is help you with tools to live your best life. Inspiration to help you keep going.
Yeah. New year, best you, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And was there anything else too? Just the homework. We were hoping that people would follow up with the homework. We posted, it's besteveryou.com/incredible best. Yeah. The event is listed there, and the entire slideshow is there that we went through. And then also just the one page homework that looks like this is there too. So mm-hmm. if you just want this one page, that's there on the right hand side, and you can just download that. Yeah. And if you fill it in paper and want to take a picture of it and post it in the group, or if you want to mm-hmm. post all your answers in the group, we'd love to hear from you for sure. So
yeah, that's it. That's it from us. We thank you for joining us. We wish you all a happy new year. We're only 7 days into it, but we're here with you. We're here for you. Anytime you need us, you can email us, you can write us in our Facebook groups or messenger us. We love hearing from you. We love helping. Yeah.
And just a reminder, that group is private as well. So anything that you type in there stays in there. Yeah. And that's a big change that we just made. So Chris, it has been marvelous catching up with you and teaching our first masterclass together.
Yes.
I look forward. We've taught a lot of things together, but I don't know if we've ever called them masterclass. So
no.
Here we go in 2022 with our series of masterclasses and trainings and so forth. And this is a new adventure for us. And I'm looking forward to spending the year with you doing this. So
me
thank
too.
You.
The year full of peace and time management and all the other good things. Thank you as well, Elizabeth. Thank you for those of you watching either live or on the replay. We appreciate you. And we're glad you're here with us. And we hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, day, weekend, whenever, whatever it is for you. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now. Thanks.